This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Lizzie and Dan, I'm writing with a question about same-sex wedding bachelor party etiquette. Most of the gay guys I know are people that were his friends first, meaning my fiancé's friends. However, over the course of several years, I thought we had moved in the direction of them being our friends, even though they have known him longer. My fiancé's best man has planned a bachelor party for him. When my fiancé asked if I was invited, his best man informed him that I was not, that the party is just for him, meaning my fiancé. As a couple, we hang out with his best man and the rest of that circle of friends regularly. I feel hurt that they want to celebrate with just him and not the two of us as a couple. And yes, I realize that they will celebrate with us as a couple at the reception, but that is not the same as a casual evening with a circle of friends that is at the heart of our social life. I also feel that good etiquette should have dictated that as soon as my fiancé asked if I was included, that I should have been added to the list. This situation has made me question if I am actually one of the guys or if I'm still just my fiancé's plus one when we all get together. I've not turned up much on my own research except suggestions that either separate or combined bachelor parties are acceptable, but the decision should be made by the grooms themselves. What is the proper etiquette in this situation? Best regards, wants to be one of the guys.
Well, one of the guys. This is definitely a little bit of a tricky situation in that in some ways feelings have already been hurt, and that's always unfortunate. I would say that your research has really turned up pretty much what I would say is the proper etiquette in this situation.
Go either way.
that really the bachelor parties, bachelorette parties are such personal affairs. And while they had a real structure to them maybe 20 years ago, that structure has been deconstructed at this stage.
A little bit, yeah.
People do all kinds of things. They do Jack and Jill bachelorette parties. You see ladies going out having the kinds of nights that it used to be assumed were just for the guys. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the preconceptions that people have about these types of parties are sometimes met and sometimes aren't. And it really is a question of personal choice and taste. In this particular situation, I'd say that you and the groom can sit down together and decide what you think is the best way forward and that those are the wishes that people should honor. And I think there are a couple different ways you personally could approach that. You might decide that this is a place you really want to make a stand, that this really, really matters to you. And if it does, I think that I would talk to my fiancé about it like that. I would tell him how you're feeling, tell him how you'd like to handle the situation moving forward and see if you can reach some kind of accommodation. If it's not something that you feel that strongly about, you could tell him how you're feeling about it, but say, you know, I really want you to have the experience that matters to you also and leave him to make that choice for himself. I think it also might be a good idea to depersonalize the situation here just a little bit and remind yourself that because people are operating oftentimes with traditional expectations, that the decision to just invite your fiancé might not have had anything to do at all with your relationship with the people throwing the party and more with their assumption that you would want that kind of a traditional bachelor party experience where you each go out and have a final hurrah with your the friends that you brought to the relationship in the first place are your really old and best friends. So I think anything you can do to just remind yourself when you're having your discussion with your fiancé that this isn't necessarily a comment on the quality of your relationship with your shared new friends is going to be helpful and is going to help maybe make the whole situation a little less fraught and easier to deal with. We hope that helps, and we hope that you both enjoy your bachelor parties, however they work out, together or apart.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.